Yo, what's up, my lawyer people?
Welcome to the Loyalty Over Cloud podcast. My name is Ari.
And this is Big Daddy Von.
You can't even turn the thing down, Von. You so busy laughing, trying to make a jokey joke.
How was I joking?
Because what was you laughing for?
Because you was looking at me.
Because you was doing the most.
Okay.
What? How you doing, Von?
I'm doing good. I'm getting used to my new job. I actually did some work today.
Well, look at you.
I was sweating a little bit.
Oh, that means you was putting in work.
A little bit. A little bit of work, but hey, I don't care how hard it is. Hey, I get to come home at night.
That's so lovely.
That's all that matters.
So lovely.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I mean, I don't sound like I'm doing good, but I mean, that's a general answer. I think everybody say that when you ask them how they're doing.
Like, well, when people ask
you, when people ask you how you doing, do we really expect for them to say, like, how they doing? Or do we just expect, oh, good, or well, or whatever? Because I think you're really supposed to answer that with well instead of good. But what do we expect when somebody say, how you doing for real? What do you expect? I'm asking you. When you ask someone how they're doing, do you genuinely want to know how they're doing? Or are you just doing it as a greeting?
Yeah, it's just a part of the, just how we've grown up in the culture. Just kind of say, how you doing? I'm good. Because
I'm a little people, sore on that culture word.
I'm not telling people my business.
Oh.
But I'm good, though.
But what if you're not good? I mean, what if you're not good, but you can answer that truthfully without telling people all of your business? What if somebody says, how are you doing? And you've had a horrible day. And without telling them all of your business, but truthfully answering the question, what could you say?
I'm good. Like,
oh, even though like you're not good.
Even when I was at my past job, I had to get my mind right. Like, I did not want to go in, but when I went in, I tried to leave that out when I got in. Mm-hmm. So if they ask me how I'm doing, hey, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm ready to get this over with. So, I mean, I guess it's so many layers to that question. How are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You know? Like when someone asks you do you genuinely want to know, or is it just a greeting?
No.
Oh, okay.
It depends on who you asking. Like if I ask you, sweetie, how you doing?
I just ask you and you just said good. You really doing good or you just answering? Like just giving just a short answer. Cause I was giving an answer. I ain't necessarily doing good, but I ain't doing bad. But I just gave a normal answer. So that's what made me ask that question.
I guess it depends on how that person's really asking, like, dude, like, how you doing, bro? Like, you good for real? Like, how you doing? I think if they seriously like, yo, I really want to know how you doing, bro. But if he's like, yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Disagreeing, like, yeah. But like passing, if, chilling, yeah, good.
But like if I stop you and I'll be like, Ariel, how you doing?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it depends on how that person asks that question. If it's passing through, I'm good. But if they stop you, bro, how you doing, man? I think that depends on. Like I said, so many variables to that. But 95% of the time, it's passing through.
It's passing, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we should stop asking if we don't really want to know.
Well, I really want to know how you doing.
I mean, I'm okay. Let's say that. I'm okay. Health-wise,
I'm sorry.
Now, you had hours before the pop that soda opened. But anyway, and then you slurping. I don't want to hear you say nothing else about me no more.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
That was good.
You're not. You're not sorry. Anywho, I'm okay. Like, health-wise, I mean, it's more congestion than, like, anything else. So it's more aggravating. Like, I don't have a fever or I'm not having any other symptoms. It's just that congestion from being caught in the rain. So, in the cold rain. So that's more of what I'm experiencing health-wise. Mentally, I'm okay. Like, it's, depending on which, you know, which topic. So I'm guessing that's why we get the general answer, because like you said, it can be broken down
in so
many ways. But overall, I'm okay. I'm not going to say that I'm good, great. I'm well in different areas, but overall, I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't even know where that question came. It just popped up because I was like, do we really want to know? I mean, but like you said, I feel like if there's a friend and I really want to know how they're doing, I'd be like, girl, how you doing? Like,
doing?
How you doing? Not like, how you doing? You know, hey, how you doing? Oh, good, fine. You know, no, but how you doing? Like, what's really going on? Like, yeah, like that.
I guess that's how, like, y'all talk, women.
Oh, I'm not sure. This woman do. I don't know about other women.
I don't know. I guess it's different from, I mean, I ain't going to say it's different, but, like, I don't know. It's usually we kind of bring it to, like, our friend. Our friend don't really just, bro, how you doing, man?
But why?
I don't know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind asking. You know, I like to know how people are feeling for real. And then I genuinely really care. Even if it's not a friend. Like, even with my, you know, with my job, I really genuinely want to know how you're doing. Like, I'm okay with, you know, taking that on. Like, I really want to know how you're doing. And then from there, I can do, you know, whatever I need to do to help you feel better. Because some of us don't know how to process those things. You know, and sometimes it's a lot piling on at once. And so, and then, like, you know, when we say, I try to leave that out the door, like you said, when you were going to your other job, you try to leave that stuff outside of the door, but then you still got to pick it up on your way back out. And then you got to drop it off again on your next day. Then you got to pick it back, but you're not handling anything. You're just literally dropping it off and pick it back up, dropping it off and pick it back up. And eventually it's going to stay with you, or you're going to leave it out there and never solve whatever the problem is. So I feel like, you know, yeah, that's good to say, but I mean, if it's something that's really bothering you, I feel like you should just, you know.
You should work
it out, figure it out. And I know in some instances it can't always be, it's not always easy, because especially if it's a situation with like a person in an authority role, you know, you just can't go in there and say, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you might have to, you know, be quiet for a little second until you find a space where you can, you know, approach that situation.
Right.
So I guess I definitely understand, you know, kind of leaving, you know, some things at the door, but you still have the, you know, even personal things. It's hard to leave your personal things at the door.
It is.
I mean, we all say, oh yeah, I'll leave that. Leave your attitude at the door. Yeah, well, my attitude kind of followed me in here. Like, it's hard for me to leave that at the door, you know, especially after I had to go through this whole debacle to get in here.
Right.
You know, it's hard for me to leave it at the door. But sometimes it might follow you in there. So, you know, I do agree that you should definitely, you know, when the time is right and when the circumstances permit, you know, handle those things, especially if it's work related, you know, personal issues and stuff like that. I feel like if you have that space at work where you can get advice or assistance or whatever, it's okay to bring some of those things up, because we can't solve everything.
That is true.
It's good to get opinions, different views, because we're not always right and we're not always wrong. But it's good to get different views and a non-biased opinion of different situations. But that's just not how life works, you know.
Right.
You're going to always have some people that are, you know, are going to pick one side or the other.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's why, like you say, try to get the most non-biased person you could find. Yeah,
and that's hard. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Because you have to know people's true intentions. And that's why you have to figure out what you're going to tell who.
Right.
Because every situation isn't for everybody. And, you know, like me, I had to get validation for everything. I'm sure there's a reason, but I always would have to, you know, even if it could be my idea, the best idea that I could put together by myself. But I always had to have, also, what do you think about this? Like, my answer or my idea or my whatever wasn't good enough. Right. You know, I always had to ask for that. And now I'm getting to the point now where I can make decisions without getting, you know,
right,
that, you know, the extra confirmation. Because believe in yourself, sweetie.
For real.
Believe in you. You are smart. You are intelligent. You are capable of making great decisions. And that's the best, you know, where I am now. I can definitely make a lot more decisions without seeking a third party.
And that's good, because, you know, I guess that stems down. It seems like everything stems down from that inner child.
So yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you know, but once you grow up and face those demons, well, face whatever mm-hmm. you're going through.
That's the part, though. A lot of people don't. It's hard to face those things. And coming from somebody who has been in therapy, it's easy to say face those things, but it's not easy, because as you face those things, you start pulling off different stuff, and then more things come along with that. And you have to be willing to, you know, work on those things and get past those things. Like, it's easy to say, you know, as you already know, I hate that, you know, saying, oh, if it happened to you when it's a child, it shouldn't still be. Well, yeah, it's still going to affect me if I haven't addressed it.
Right.
You know, if I haven't taken the time to peel back those layers and figure that stuff out, it's still going to affect me. Like, now, whether that person is at the point where they want to do that is the thing. But, you know, it's still going to affect me if I have not done that work. And nobody says it happens in a day. Sometimes it takes years to overcome some of these things. It all depends on your mindset. You know, trauma hits people differently. What could be a trauma to me might not be a trauma to you. Right. What's a trauma to you might not be a trauma to me. That's what makes it my situation and my experience. So where someone else is working on their issues, and it might not even be from childhood, it might be from a past relationship or something of that nature. You know, it might take them a month to work through those things, but it might take me 2 years to get through one thing, you know, or right. learning one thing or breaking down, you know, getting down to the root cause. It might take me longer, and that's okay. And I feel like, you know, that kind of stuff is tricky, you know, because as you open up those wounds, you know, the trauma starts to come, and, you know, you have to relive that.
Right.
And reliving certain situations that are traumatic to you is hard. And some people don't want to do that. Some people would rather pile more layers on top than to dig down and figure that stuff out. It's easier, quote unquote, easier that way for some people.
Yeah, it is easier. Like I say, me, you know how I do. I'm real quiet about what I go through, and mm-hmm. I isolate a lot. But I mean, I've been doing a lot better, me personally, as far as just trying to dig deeper and mm-hmm. figure out, you know, the issues that I have, or why I do certain things, or why I act certain ways. But like you said, it takes work, and it takes intentional work.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can, the therapist can say what's wrong with you, but you still got to do the work. I mean, but like you say, it's just, so there, how do we even get on this?
I have no idea. That's not even, I mean, it kind of goes in to it a little bit, but I have absolutely no idea. I mean, I guess it was just kind of made to go that way. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's. And well, it kind of does, because it's talking about like self-work and stuff. So
yeah, self-work. And I try, and I'm doing a lot better as far as like, because my wife gives a lot of different perspectives, and I'm just like, you know, I'm trying to be more sensitive and I guess more understanding towards certain situations, because I'm just like, bro, shut up, deal with it, keep it moving. And it's not that easy. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, with the mental health thing, I used to be like, bro, like, that's not real. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of that stuff is real. And, you know, I want to, you know, get more into the mental health thing, because it's just like, you know, it's just like you say, it's just a tricky thing.
It's very tricky.
It's very tricky because, like, I've seen people. I guess that's why it's so hard for me to be understanding towards people, because I've seen people. I'm just like, bro, like, that's not even you. Or you trying to use that as an excuse to basically do what you want to do. And, you know, that's not the case. And once Aria started breaking things down, like, bro, that's really an issue. And so I'm more open and more sensitive to that subject. And I try to respect people's situations. You know, even, like, I heard somebody, it was a preacher, who was like, kids go through things all the time. Mm-hmm. We have to respect. We can't, as parents, be like, boy, that ain't nothing. Girl, that ain't nothing. You know, so people go through things, and we have to learn to respect what they go through, you know, because even though, like Ariel said, it may not be an issue for us, but it's a big issue to them, and we have to respect that. So I feel like I'm a lot better as far as being sensitive towards what people go through instead of just, you know, not even paying any attention.
Yeah. And we also have to kind of, like, remove ourselves from some of those situations. Like, I know, like, before, when, like, say we'll be a circum or an issue or something come up with someone else, and you'll be like, well, we dealing with this, that, and the third, and we can deal with that, they can deal with that. Yeah, but that's not what it's about. Like, right. It doesn't matter what you're going through versus what someone else is going through. They're going through their own thing. Whatever, you know, whatever is a struggle for them is a struggle for them.
Right.
Like, compare, like, and that's where I get on, you know, you a lot, is because you do that comparison thing, and you right. can't do that. Right. You know, even when you compare your age to where you are, like, you can't do that. Like, you can't compare the average 34, 30 whatever. You can't compare the average 34-year-old to yourself.
Right.
Like, everybody is so different. Like, and if we continue to do that, we're never going to get where we're supposed to be, or we're going to end up in a job or a place or a situation where we don't need to be. Like, say for an example, oh, by 30, I mean, I'm not saying it's not okay. I mean, it's okay to have let's rephrase.
It's okay to have goals.
It's okay to have goals, but your goals have to align up with what you really want. Like, for us, by the age of 30, I didn't see myself in a home. I didn't see myself with a, you know, a luxury car by the age of 30, because that wasn't my goal at that moment. You know, I was focused on something different. But there were plenty of people by the age of 30, they wanted a house, they wanted to marry, they wanted all these other things. But that wasn't my goal.
Right.
Like, that's just not where I was. First of all, we weren't, by 30, we weren't even in a 29, 28. We wasn't even in the right mental space to even own a home.
Right.
But if we went off of the age, you know, we would have been in a mortgage that we would have not been in, maybe been able to keep. Like, you know, you can't go off of those things. You have to go off of whatever your situation, your circumstances call for at that time. And we weren't mentally prepared for that. We weren't financially prepared for that. Like, you can't go off of the age thing and the comparison. Like, do your own thing. Live your own life. Focus on you. Work on you. And then, you know, go from there. Because that's all you can control. You can only control yourself. You cannot control others. No matter how much we want to, we cannot control others. And my biggest thing is when someone is treating me a certain way or a way that I don't like, I feel as though that I am the problem. Okay, so what can Ariel do to make this situation better? What can Ariel change about herself to make this situation better? And right. In some situations, that's called for.
Mm-hmm.
Ariel does need to do some work. Ariel does need to dig deeper and you know, pick through those layers and figure out certain things. Ariel does need to, you know, go through that extra therapy and all of that. But in not in every situation. Right. Every situation, Ariel is not the problem.
Right.
Ariel is not the cause of this. Even if the person makes you feel that way, you cannot control nobody but yourself.
Right.
Even when it comes to children, you can pretty much put in their head, you know, your beliefs and your things like that when they're younger. But when they get older and they're able to, you know, figure out what they want to do and how they want to do things, you can't control them.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't control, and not even unfortunately, because they have to create their own identity. Yeah. They have to become their own person. You can't control anyone else. The only person that you can control, the only person that you can change is you.
Right.
That's really it. Like, that's it. And that's what I'm in the process of learning. I'm so grateful for Ebony for telling me about this book. It's called The Four Agreements, and that's what we're supposed to be talking about today. I have not gotten through the book, but I haven't even gotten to the agreements part. I'm on the first chapter. What's the first chapter called? Just go to the book, Marbae, and read the top on the left, on the right side.
Domestication and the Dream of the Planet.
Okay, that's where I am, and I'm not even finished with that part. But just from reading that little bit, it's like, oh, shoot, yeah. So I was struggling with a couple of these agreements, and that's why she suggested the book to me. And I am so appreciative of her suggesting it, because I'm going to let Vaughn read that little slip, the little cover little thing, the little flap on the cover, and then we can kind of break them down from what we know, you know, before even getting in depth of the book. We can kind of feel, you know, talk about how we feel about those agreements. And then as we read the book, we'll be able to come back with a new lens after reading the book and then talk about and discuss how we're going to apply these agreements to our everyday lives.
Turn your Bibles.
You know what?
Okay, so the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Mm. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love.
Mm-hmm. You want to go down all of them, or you want to talk about one at a time?
We can talk about one at a time.
Okay, so let me see, because I heard what you said, but I need to see. So how you feel about that first one?
Mind your business and focus on you. And stop gossiping and stop talking about people. And, you know, stop gossiping. Stop talking about people.
We ain't going to do that. Name me somebody who going to stop talking about somebody.
That's what the agreement say.
But I'm saying we're talking about it. But that's what we're doing. We're discussing the agreement. You just stated what it says. I'm asking you, like, how we feel about it. You just reiterated what it said.
I mean,
are you going to stop talking about people?
It's easier said than done.
Are you going to stop talking about people? Is it yes or no?
No.
Okay.
But we need to try to strive for that, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it says, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Are you able to? You know, so far before digging deep into it, like, that's what we're doing. We're talking about these before we actually read into them and figure out how to add them, you know, incorporate them into our everyday lives. So, you know, speaking with integrity, I don't know if I have a problem with that. I'm not sure how to do
it. I don't think I have a problem with that either.
Say only what you mean.
I don't think I have a problem with that.
Saying only what you mean? Nothing more? Nothing less? Exactly what you mean?
I mean, I might not talk about it, but once we're talking about it, I say what I mean.
Yeah, I feel like I need to, I probably can definitely, you know, work a little bit more on that one, because I have a tendency of, like, sugarcoating sometimes, especially if it's a person that's closer to me. I do have a tendency to, you know, sugarcoat it. Or I'll be quiet and not say anything to save, you know, an argument or, oh, here she go again type thing, I'll just keep my mouth shut. And that means that now I'm still going to be upset because I'm choosing to be quiet when I really want to say something. So avoid using a word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others.
I don't think I speak against myself. I think that.
You don't think you speak against yourself?
I don't think so.
Bae.
What?
Maybe this isn't speaking against yourself, but honey, we just had a conversation about you believing in yourself and trusting your own decisions your decisions are, you know. Oh, I mean, that's going against yourself. Like, you're saying that you're not capable. That's speaking against yourself.
Well, I ain't look at it like that. I guess so. Well, I'm getting better with that, though.
Yeah.
Getting better with that.
Yeah.
But I think...
So, go ahead.
What you about to say?
No, I want you to finish with you.
I was about to say, but the big kicker is that last part.
Oh, okay. So, speaking against myself, I mostly do it like... Parenting is where I struggle with, like speaking against myself, thinking that I'm not, you know, at the spot where I should be or need to be or ought to be or whatever. In reality, I'm like, you know, I'm doing great, you know, so I'm working on noticing that more too. To give myself more credit, give myself more grace, give myself
for
more,
real,
you know.
Real.
So I do, you know, kind of speak against myself a little more in that way. And anything else, I think I'm pretty. Okay, I don't know. And gossiping about others, that's just one I'm going to have to work on for a while because that one's a little tough for me. It is. I ain't lying. That one, I mean, it is. It's a little tough for me. I mean, we're not supposed to do it, but I do.
I guess it happens.
Yeah, it happens. It happens a lot. I'm not saying that first person that walked by got something to say, but I mean, and if you think about it, all of us are, you know, have a judgmental streak in us. Somebody walked by with something crazy that we think is crazy, you're judging them already.
True.
You don't even know them. That might just be their style. Like, all of us have a little judginess in us.
Yeah.
And then use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Why are you looking at me like that?
I think, well, I guess I use my power of my words to who I love. Like,
not any truth.
Oh, in truth and love, yeah, towards you.
You do it in truth, too?
Yeah.
So you just following all the rules, huh?
I mean, I try to be
towards... So you come to me with everything in truth. Everything you say to me is in truth and in love. Dang, babe, okay. You ain't got nothing to work on.
I put it to you this way. I used to didn't talk at all, but, you know... I try to, like, I don't know.
Is it in truth and in love? Like, do you use the words in truth and love?
Okay, I put it this way. Is this truth and love? So, you remember I had felt some type of way about something. I was like, I don't like how you said that. And then we talked about it and it was good. Was that in truth and love?
That was one situation. Do you do that with all situations?
No, not all situations.
I'll come with in truth, but I don't come with in love.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, I'll definitely come with in truth. Like, especially if I'm pushed to that point. And there is no love at all. It would just be da, 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 and I'm going from the top to the bottom. And I've worked so hard past like worked so hard to, you know, fix. Now I don't want to say fix, but work through that, because that was an issue. You say hey to me wrong, and I'm on a 0 to 100, and that's not okay. You know, so I've worked through that, you know, that quick to anger, that quick temper, you know, stuff. So, but I still, it may not be as quick, but I don't have the love behind it yet. Like if I want to tell you something, like, you know, I'm working on it though. Like even today when I said, hey, whenever you get home, we need to have a meeting in the meeting room, you know, even though we didn't because I fell asleep. But like that's me coming and in truth and in love. But where I go wrong again is I don't want to say anything because I don't want to feel like I'm nagging, and I don't want to feel like I'm this, and I don't want to be the, you know, I don't want it to cause this, and I don't want, like that's the process that I go through. So then I end up either keeping my mouth shut or not saying anything. I mean, keeping my mouth shut or saying it and going through this whole process and saying it, and then that end up happening anyway. Like, and it'd be like, I should have just never said nothing. But if I didn't say anything, then I won't be coming in truth, and then I'll be miserable. Like, I'll just be having to hold all of that in, and then as the things pile on for me trying to be quiet, now boom, now we have a big blow up. So I feel like we can come in truth, but then in truth and love, but then in order for me to work through that whole process that I have to do in order to say things, I have to realize that at the end of the day, you still cannot control anyone else. You can only control you. So whether you say how they receive it, how they perceive it, how they take it, as long as you know your intentions were pure and you came in truth and in love, how they take it is on them. That means if they take it all crazy willy-nilly, that means that's a them problem. You know, so I need to stop worrying about how other people are going to do things when I can't control it anyway.
That's true.
As long as I know that I am coming in truth and in love, I feel like that's enough. As long as you know that, I don't, you know, don't call it truth and in love and you come in and you, you know, but if I can come to you and say, hey, you know, this really bothered me, you know, and I want us to, you know, figure it out and move forward. Okay. You know, and if you be like, it's always something, you always got something, that I did what I was supposed to do. That's a you thing. That means you need to look at you, because you shouldn't even take offense to what I said, because I came to you and in truth and in love. I didn't come to you with an attitude. I didn't come to you for you to, you know, in a malicious way. I came to you because something was bothering me and I wanted to express how I feel. You know, so, and I'm working on that part, because like I said, I can come in truth and it be more of the snappiness than the in love.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. So, I've been doing a lot better with, you know, breaking these. Now I take it to the extreme because like I said, I always think that I'm the problem, and which is a problem. And, but I'm okay with seeing that I have flaws. Like, that's the only way you're going to get better. And I feel like I have grown a lot, you know, because I am in a space where I can see that I'm not perfect. I have flaws. Everybody has flaws. And you can't live life thinking that you have no issue. You don't have, you can't do anything wrong. Like that's not life. Everybody has an issue or something that they need to work on. If we didn't, we would be Jesus Christ, and we're not. He was perfect.
Right.
So everybody has something. So as we read down this stuff, you should definitely find some things that you need to work on. There is nothing in down this thing that you shouldn't find at least something that you could. I mean, nobody's perfect. It's just you have to be in the place where you can accept that you are not perfect and that you do have flaws.
You're right. So just the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others do, what no, what others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. You said that. You kind of said all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not taking stuff personal. Yeah. And realize, like, you know, you're, like you say, you came in truth and love, and you can't take it personal what they say, because you can't control it anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, it's what they say, but it's also their actions. How they say actions speak louder than words. It's the actions for me. Like, if you treat me a certain way or single, like, I mean, this one part is a struggle for me. About taking things personally. And maybe I don't know the true definition of taking things personally. Maybe I don't know. But I do feel like that's something that I probably need to figure out. Because, I mean, do you feel like I take things? I feel like I do. You know, it's like, say if there was a friend who stopped talking to me. And I mean, I said it in the beginning. If there was somebody who I was cool with or whatever and they stopped talking to me, I'm going to automatically think, well, dog, what did I do wrong? When it could not have been me at all. They could have been they were dealing with stuff on their own.
Right.
Like, it has nothing to do with you. And that's when I was in therapy and we were talking about taking things personal. And she was like, you know, that's kind of like on the selfish side, because everything is not about you.
Right.
So half of the people not even worried about you. You know, it's you that's worried about you. Like, you know, it's okay. Everything is not about you. You know, so it's easy to work on that stuff when, you know, it's just you. But when you're going around other people all the time, it gets a little more challenging.
I think I take stuff personal, but I think it depends on who it is. Like, if somebody that I consider a friend or a close person and they do something,
mm-hmm.
like, out of the way, I take it personal because I would never do them mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with these people that I don't know nothing like that, oh, it's easy to not take it personal.
Right.
Oh, well. But when it's somebody that's close to me
mm-hmm.
and they do me dirty or do something like, whoa, that I didn't expect,
mm-hmm.
I take it personal because, yeah. And I hold grudges real bad.
Mm-hmm.
I hold grudges real bad. I'll probably never talk to you. I'll never talk to you again. And like, I look at you and act like you was not even there. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, I do take it personal when I consider that person a close,
mm-hmm.
you know, a part of my life. And then like, they try to play me or something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
Don't you know, and I take it personal, but that's kind of hard to not take personal because you're vulnerable to that person. And you know, they know things about you and you know things about them. And it's just like, I'm not close with a lot of people. So when I'm close to somebody, like those are my people. So if they like do me dirty in any kind of way, it's like, wow. I would never do, and I think that's why I take it so personal, because I really take those relationships seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like if you was to play me or do something, it's like, yo, I can't even look at you the same. I can't even look at you the same. So that's gonna be hard. I mean, well, it like you say, it just depends on who the dude does something to you.
And for me, I don't have that boundary. So I don't have that boundary to say, the part where you're talking about is close people. I don't have that. So to me, it's pretty much anyone I create any kind of relationship with. And I'm not saying a relationship as far as an intimate relationship, but just any kind of relationship, a client, stylist relationship, you know, a cheer friend relationship or work relationship. I just, any kind of relationship that I'm in, whether I've known those people for 5 weeks or whether I've known them people for 5 years, and I don't put the boundary up where it's like, you're not even, I don't want to say important enough, but you're not even significant enough for me to even take anything that you say personal. Because for one, you don't even know me for real.
Right.
You know, so I don't have that line to where it could be, you know, that shouldn't even faze you. You shouldn't even worry about how that person is. And also, let's go back to the original reason why you shouldn't worry, because you can't control anyone else.
Right.
Like, you should not be even bothered by this, you know, but I do. I am bothered. I do, you know, it take those things personally, especially if you know that you're trying the best you can. You're trying your best to be genuine. You're giving your all. And maybe that's the problem. I give too much.
You do.
When it's not even, and then they don't give even half of that.
Right.
You know, so, and I guess it's hard because the friends that I have are the friends that I've had for all of my life. Like, no new friends be no new friends. Like, I don't have many new friends. Think about the two major new friends that I've had. Are they my friend anymore for real? Two major new friends.
Not really.
They're not my friends anymore. One of them definitely isn't. And the other one is a casual, hey, checking in type thing. I mean, we're still core. We're still, I feel like we're friends, but were we like we were, you know, when the season was for us to be super close? No.
Right.
You know, and I don't know why that it happened that way, but all I can say is that I know that I did all of the things that I was supposed to do for that friendship, and it just was a season. It wasn't meant to be forever and a day. And right. I still can consider that person a friend for the most part, you know? So I feel like I don't have that boundary, that line. I let anybody cross over into that I care for you line.
Mm-mm,
and,
not me.
And I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing for us where, you know, you can take things personal with somebody who, you know, you're cool and, like, super, super cool with. I take it personal no matter what the friendship is. It could be somebody, and you know this about me. It could be somebody that I held the door for, and they didn't even say thank you. And I'm like, You know, but I learned in the training that's a part of self-care is really just worrying about what you can do. You know, if you hold that door open for that person and they don't say thank you, that's fine. Because you did your good deed for the day. Right. Like, that was something that you wanted to do. You didn't have to do it, but you wanted to do it. And you're supposed to do it without getting a response. Right. That's the purpose of it being a good deed.
Right.
You know, so don't be upset if that person does not say thank you. Even if it's, you know, that's manners. That's how we were taught. You know, that is manners. But even if that person does not say thank you or does not, you know, or whatever, like, it's okay. Like, you did what you're supposed to do because why? You can only control you. You cannot control anyone else.
That's good.
So, like, I'm learning to put those boundaries up. I'm to put those lines up. You know, and going through this process is difficult. And I see that if I don't go through this process, it's going to cause problems in, you know, in my journey, in the path that I need to take, it's going to cause issues. And I'm not willing to let, you know, this mess up or, you know, take me on a different journey when I know that this is a journey that I'm supposed to be on. So I'm going to continue to be able to, you know, continue to control what I can, which is me. Yes, help me believe. I'm going to be able to control what I can, which is me. And so if that means for a moment, I'm just going to have to be in self. And, you know, that's what I'm going to have to do, you know, and minimal. I'm working through that part. I don't even know. I'm just working through, you know, but that's something that I'm going to have to learn. I'm going to have to learn to put those boundaries up.
And that is like, and me, I process stuff so slowly. That's probably why I can't even, because you think about it. I really, if I was to take things personal, I think I would be going crazy because I process things so slowly. Because think about it, to not take things personal.
you got to really process all that in that split second of mm-hmm. them not telling you thank you mm-hmm. when you open that door.
But it's automatic. It's not. It doesn't take a long time to process thank you.
No, 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 no. The process when they don't say thank you.
Right.
Like if you
it's
open
automatic.
That, no.
It should come immediately. Thank you. Like it doesn't.
No, no. Like when you said when you open the door
mm-hmm.
and they don't say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you got to process like, okay, usually I should be mad because these people should have manners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
I got to control like. It's a lot to process in that split second. Like
to not take it personally is what yeah. you're saying. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you. I thought you were saying for you. Got you.
Yeah, it would take it takes a lot to process. Like,
but that's what I have to do because I'm different from you. So I have to put that mental reminder. You did it for you, not for them.
Right.
You know, and you know, we already know you said from the beginning, you process things a lot slower. I don't. You know, if you ask me a question, I got to answer on the spot.
Right.
You know, it doesn't take me that long. And mainly because whatever is coming out, I probably should take a second or two. Like a and then speak. But whatever I'm saying, I'm so passionate about it that I can give a truthful answer. You know, even just talking here, we're going off of the dome. Like, you know, as you can see, I can come off because I'm giving a truthful answer. And my brain works quicker. You know? What? I'm not saying that your brain's slow. I'm just saying mine works quicker. This the same thing we've been saying. It does.
It did sound like you say I'm slow though.
No, because like with ADD, like, you know, a person with like, my brain is always on the go. Like I'm boom, 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 boom. Like I don't know. I can answer very quickly.
And I can.
And that's okay. Like yeah, that's perfectly yeah. fine.
But that's what I'm saying. Like if I took things personal, mm-hmm. I would go crazy.
If anybody take a lot of things personal, you're going to go crazy. It's going to be the same thing. Because you're going to be always trying to figure out, you know, what did I do? What did I do? The same thing that I'm in right now. Like, girl, you're going to drive yourself crazy trying to figure out what you did wrong when you didn't do anything wrong.
But even, just like you say, but I need to not take it personal. Well, I mean, shouldn't we though? Well, I don't know because, I mean... you know.
Hopefully that part will help us because we seem to be stumped on that one.
Yeah, because like.
It's tough. It's sticky. Yeah, it's sticky. It's a sticky situation.
You know, like, you know, shout out to the new album Boz made.
Lord.
And he was like, I remember when Blank stole money from me. Blank stole money from Cole. And he was like, I don't blame them boys anymore because greed is a hell of a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like. Like, so it's like they took it personal, but you like, you know what? It's not even their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's hard to really look at it like that. And even when you could look at it like that, you don't even want to look at it like that. Like, no, this dude shouldn't have been.
Because you want to be because they did something to you. So right. You the victim.
But it's crazy. Like, we still don't even need to take it personal. Just be like, you know what? That's just how they are. That's just how they grew up. Man, that is hard.
And you can't control nobody but you. And how they react is not on you.
I know. And it's crazy. But, I'm going to get better with that.
Yeah, but, oh, we can, honey.
Yeah, I got to get better. I got to get better with that because if I consider you, but so... Well, I'm gonna get better with that, but you.
What were you about to say?
I was about to say like that friendship still ain't gonna be the same though. Even though I'm not gonna take it personal, and understand that you're just.
But if it doesn't go back to the way it was, what does that mean? Does that mean you're still taking it personal? I don't know.
I just feel like you're not being a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you play me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take it personal. I'm still not gonna be dumb enough to put myself in that situation again, right?
Mm. Yeah, I can't. I don't know.
I don't think You know, that's kind of like forgiving people. Like, yeah, you can forgive them, but you don't have to be their best friend after you forgive them. So I feel like if you don't take it well, I feel like it's okay to take it personal, but you...
We're going to read more. Okay, we're going to dive deep into that.
If you think emotionally, I mean, you're going to take it personal, but like, I feel like you have to, once you think about it, you just got to not take it personal anymore because you got to realize that they're not that person. But I'm not going to be, it ain't going to be the same. I'm not going to say I'm going to stop talking to you. But it's not going to be the same. Because I think that's kind of common, that's when common sense comes in. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody you close to does you wrong for real,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you can forgive them. And forget about it. You know how they say forgive and don't forget. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can forgive them, but don't
make that mental note.
Yeah, make that mental. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Make that mental note.
Move on.
And when it comes to that situation,
yeah,
don't put them in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, and if it's, I feel like we need to definitely read. That one we need to take notes in because that seems to be the one we're just so confused on how to,
I don't even say confused. I think that's just a touchy one because how can you not take something personal when it's somebody that you've...
Because you can't control their actions.
Yeah.
And what they've been through may have caused them to react that way.
True.
So I'm guessing that's
why. But it's consequences to what happens. It's consequences to what you do.
To us to give those consequences, is it? Or is it? Or it is? If it's a friend, is it up to us to give those consequences?
No. But
or
I wouldn't say us give that consequence, but like.
So if somebody did something to you, right? This is a conversation. This is the topic that we're using, right? So if your friend shamed you, right? Because that's what you said, that'll be, you know, the thing that you don't like. So if your friend shames you, and let's go through these ones that we've already done so far, see if we can handle this and not take it personally. So if somebody says something to you, can you talk to them and only say what you mean? Try not to gossip. Use the power of your words in the direction of love and truth. Nothing others do is because of you. Like if we take all of this from these two that we've done so far, just from these, what others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't have to be the victim of needless suffering. So if we take all these, just from these two things that we've learned or we've talked about so far, if we come to them and say, hey, you know, I don't like how you did so and so and so. And I know it's probably harder for a male to do so because, you know, I don't understand why because I'm not a male. But, you know, you've said it's harder for y'all to express yourselves that way.
Right.
Or y'all don't express yourselves that way. So if that person that shamed you, and you go to them and say, hey, you know, speak with integrity. You made me feel this type of way. And, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, I want us to get past this. I want us to work through it, you know, and da, 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 da. And we don't take it personal because it's something that they have going on. Like, we can't, you know, it's not because of us. So he didn't shame you because of you. Because according to this, it says what others say and do is a projection of their own reality and their own dream. So, you know.
So,
nothing others do is because of you.
Okay.
Now, it might be a reaction. They might react to something that you've done, but the way they respond is their response. They can't, that ain't because of you. That's their response. So, all of the things that they've been through up until that point is, it contributes to how they respond.
Okay.
You know, just like I said, I'm trying all of the things that I went through up until the point that I wanted to change how I respond to others is the reason why I responded that way. Think about just what you know about me. Think about all the things that you know. And there's things that you still don't know. But think about all the things that you know and process all of that very quickly. Thank you. And process all of that very quickly. And then you will, you know, that's why I reacted the way that I reacted. It wasn't because someone said hello to me.
Right.
It was me. It wasn't them. The way that someone, you know, responded, you know, said something to me, the way I responded wasn't because of them. It was because of me. So if you said something and your friends shame you, all the things that they've been through throughout life is a contribution to the way that they react. From what this book is saying, their own reality, their own dream.
So you're supposed to just not pay attention, just let them keep doing it?
Oh, I don't know. No. That's, we're going to have to ask Mr. Man, because I don't know what we're supposed to do from there. That's why we're reading the book.
Because I feel like if you don't take some stuff personal.
But that's why you come to them and in love and in truth. That's how you're responding to it. We're not letting it go. We're saying, hey, you made me feel this kind of way.
Okay.
So that's how we're going to respond. So okay. When your friend shamed you, you pull your friend to the side and say, hey, yo, you made me feel this kind of way. You know, I know we have a great relationship and da-da-da, with however y'all be having conversations.
Not like that.
Okay, well, for me, you know, hey, you made me feel this kind of way. You know, I really don't like that. Can we get past it? What can we do to work through it? You know, go from there. You know, and maybe doing that can awaken something in them like, dang. Oh, maybe I did come off a little. Let me do some self-work. And that's where the self-work comes. You don't know you need self-work until either A, you recognize it, or to B, someone else helps you recognize it. Because if we all could recognize our own self-help, then hey, we'll be in a very good place. But you know, and sometimes that's how I started therapy, because I was like, ooh, Aria, you can't continue to go through life like this. Something has to change. I didn't know what. I didn't know how hard it was going to be. I didn't know how. But I knew that something had to change. Why you keep looking at my hair like that?
I ain't looking at your hair. I'm looking at you.
Like, something had to change. I knew that. So, therefore, I had to take the first step. Okay, let's figure this out. You know, so off of those first two, if your friend do shame you, I feel like we could get through it successfully maybe without taking it personally. And then when you are immune to the opinions.
Hold on. How can you not take it personal? Because you addressing them lets them know you took it personally, right?
No, you addressing them letting them know that it made you feel some type of way.
So you took it personally, right? Is taking it personal and feel some type of way the same thing?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because taking it personally is saying, like,
you feel some type of way.
I guess. Mm-hmm. That's probably why we should read it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I feel like, because if you didn't take it personal, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people I don't know, or, like, people at work. Like, whenever they was like, bro, hey, man, we all need to go. I don't know y'all like that. You know what I'm saying? Just get up my back.
But the reason why you responded that way is because of how you are. Like, that's why you responded that way. I wouldn't expect nothing different coming from you.
I just feel like when you address,
maybe we don't know what taking things personal is. Maybe that's the problem. We don't know what that definition is.
Yeah, because I feel like
it's basically taking the blame off of you. It's basically taking the blame off of you. Because it's saying that nothing others do is because of you. So the way somebody responds isn't because of you. So I mean.
Okay. It might not be because of me, but I still feel some type of way that you did that.
And you came to them in truth and love.
Right. So that means you did take it personally in some sense in order to come in truth and love, right?
I feel like if taking it personally is when you continuously blame yourself or make it all about you or whatever. I don't know.
I feel like take it personal, like, yo, this dude try to play me, like, yeah, like you said, I guess that's kind of touchy. I don't know why we can't get past this.
No, you can't get past it.
Well.
Nah, you can't get past it. Signs of taking things personally. Have a hard time accepting criticism. You are too defensive. So, yeah, like, okay, you judge others and yourself harshly. You take everything, that's giving me, you feel threatened with disagreements. You often feel guilty. Ask, you create stories in your head. You dwell on every action. You need immediate validation. You tend to think emotionally. I definitely take things personally.
Who?
Me. That's what I do.
I do too.
Like, and it says, like, so you, it's hard to accept.
Some type of way?
Huh?
Same thing? Feeling some type of way, the same thing?
Not to me. Like, I just named you a couple of things that it set up under here as signs of taking things personally.
Well, that's going to be hard.
Because I don't think that. So, when we take things personally, it means that we. It means that we are misinterpreting someone's thoughts and actions and believing them to be targeted towards us. Yeah,
that's tough.
And so maybe that's why we probably.
I guess that's why we need to read the book. So he can tell us how to not take it personally.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the book. That's the purpose of the four agreements.
This is gonna be on our series for the next. I don't know how many episodes.
Yeah.
So what's the third one?
Yeah.
Why can't you read?
Man, go ahead. Nah, come on.
Don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. That's good. Don't make assumptions. Don't assume.
Get anything.
Yeah. Don't make assumptions. That's kind of like self-explanatory, right?
Don't. Even though that's hard too.
Yeah, that's hard too.
Especially if you don't have all of the details. But that's
it says communicate with as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I feel like that goes back up to the top. Mean what you say.
Yeah.
And clear as day, like mean what you
or
say.
Or be as clear as like how we gotta do landing.
Yeah. Break like, that thing down step by step. You know what we talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have to be that clear?
I mean, I get. I don't know, man.
Okay. I mean, hey.
I mean, you got to be clear. You got to be clear.
Yeah, don't assume. Don't make assumptions. It's kind
of. But that's hard, though.
Yeah, that's
you know,
hard.
When you don't have all of the information. You know.
Kind of like your documentary you be watching.
What? They get plenty of information. I be just trying to solve it before it gets to the end.
See, that's assuming, right?
No, that's using context clues.
Assuming.
They giving me clues along the way, so I'm trying to solve it before them to see if I'm right. Well, that's not assuming. That's a trivia. That's like a game. I want to see if I'm right. That's not assuming. I want to see if I'm right. I'm getting all the facts. Of everything, and I want to say
facts.
Who was the killer. In the murder shows I watch, how is it not facts? They wouldn't put it out there if it's not facts.
Because they'd be like, allegedly. They'd be saying stuff like allegedly.
That's the YouTube version. That ain't no court TV or no, you know, crime daily. Now, Crime Daily gonna have the right stuff up there now.
Okay.
But it is hard not to assume when you don't have all of the facts. Because give me a wonder, give me a couple of seconds, and I can have a whole story made up in my head off of two words.
Right.
I sure can. And that's why.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I wanna know if we are not using these agreements. So you remember that last show that we watched?
Just now?
I was like, that lady's so stupid.
Because she went mad.
Yeah. So should we have just been like, is this something maybe?
No, I think she went back. Now you got to think about all the things that she's been through, her reality.
Right.
She was with that man since she was 8 years old.
So that's all she knew.
That's all she knew. So why wouldn't she go back?
So that's how we have to not.
No, I don't think that has anything with doing taking anything personal. That has to do with her reality and her dream. That's how she was. That's how she grew up. She, even though she knew what he was doing to her was wrong, that's all she knew.
Right.
So she went back to what she knew.
Right. That was normal for her.
That was normal for her. Where it's not normal for us, you know, because we see something wrong with that.
Right.
But that was normal for her. That was her reality. That's how she lived. That was her every day.
Well, that brings something else up.
What?
So when these crazy men, right, groom these little girls, to do all this craziness, right?
So what you're gonna ask?
In their reality, that's normal, right?
Yes.
Okay. But that's not good.
Okay.
So how can we tell them? Like, I'm just trying to understand. Like, sometimes you just gotta have like morals and stuff, like what's good and not good.
But to them, they grew up on those morals were good. So to them, those aren't bad things. Because they grew up on them being good things.
Okay. So, but some things are just bad things, right?
Everybody is there. Let's make it more personal, okay? Because I can't do this general thing that you're... Okay. I don't even know what you're even talking about.
Okay.
But say the other day, right? You had a attitude whenever Landon wanted to go out and play basketball, right?
Okay.
But that's what you grew up on. You gave that response... Because that's how, that was your reality.
Okay.
That's not something that you experienced growing up. You know, that wasn't something that, you know, that you did. Like, your response to him was not because of him wanting to go play basketball. It's because of you.
Okay.
You know? So, but to me, that wasn't right. But to you, you didn't see a problem. Because that's how you grew up.
Okay.
You didn't see an issue with that. You didn't see an issue with having that look on your face, disgusted, and just, you know, you didn't see an issue, but I did because I was grew up differently.
Right.
You know? So that's like an example. Our realities, our morals, our dreams, our whatever is different because of how we grew up. Now there's, you know, instances where, you know, like most like families just like us who want to change some of those things. We teach our children that we go to church on Sundays. That's how we grew up. That's our morals. That's our beliefs. There are other people who teach their kids to go to church on Saturday. That's their morals. That's their beliefs. There are some people who don't want to go to church at all. That's their morals. That's their beliefs. Who's to say who is right and who is wrong? It's all off of how we grew up.
True.
You know, and we do, and as we grow older, we teach our kids what we want them to believe. We don't just teach them any and everything. We teach them what we want. We tell them what to do. But the reason why we do that is because of our own morals and our own beliefs and our own systems. That's what we do. Just like the government. The government tells us what to do. Those are their morals. Those are their beliefs. Those are their things. And we're expected to abide by them. Just as the kids. They are expected to abide by our rules.
True.
So that's how those, the little girls that you were talking about, that's their belief. That's the way that they were raised. So they don't see anything wrong with that.
So are there instances when we need to change people's reality, right?
We can't change anybody's reality. We can't control what nobody else do. We can't change nobody.
So that means just don't even try to help them, basically.
I don't think it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to help them. I mean, if the time permits where you can, you know, where you're, I guess you're asked or felt led to say something. I mean, but you need to come respectfully, in truth and in love. Don't take their things. Don't take their situations or whatever realities and dreams personal, and don't assume.
That's tough.
It is tough. That's why we're reading the book, so that we can, you know, figure those things out. I promise you, if you read to where I am right now, that's why I'm able to, like I said, I haven't gotten to the agreements part. I don't know nothing about them agreements. That's why I'm so confused. But just off of this part right here, that's how I can say those things. That's how, and it really does shift your mindset. And it really does help take some of that blame off of you. Because we can't control those things. If we sit down and listen to me, for example, once I started telling you a lot of things about, then you were able to, oh, I understand now why, you know, this was this.
Right.
So you, there go the assumption. You just assume, oh, she just nasty. Oh, she got a bad attitude, which may have been the case. But the reason why I reacted the way that I reacted was not because of you. It was because of me. And the things that, you know, in my reality, my dream, my, all those things caused me to react that way. And I'm only on page, what page am I on? 18, because I stopped it on that page. I'm on page 18, and I'm already, you know, I can already make those small changes to reroute my thinking. Already on page 18.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read.
I'm telling you.
It's just kind of hard because it's like.
We're thinking too deep. You're thinking, you're trying to solve it. All you got to do is say the way someone, you can't control the way someone else reacts.
No, it's not even that. It's just like, okay, I can't control how you are. So it's just kind of like, I just supposed to just do nothing or just not even try to help that person, or if they're troubled,
why do you feel like you can't help them? Because who says you can't say it? Says come to, it says come in love and in truth. What do you mean?
Yeah, I maybe I'm just thinking too deep.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, because you're trying to figure out every situation, but you know, I feel like if you learn these core values, you'll be able to put them where they're needed. So if you're trying to help someone that is troubled, you know, hey, I mean, without assuming, you know, you can say, how are you doing? And genuinely mean it.
Yeah.
You know, conversation. Hey, you know.
Okay. All right. So, okay. All right.
Okay. Because you got it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say a man. Let's just say I beat on you, right? Let's just say I just beat on you all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's just my reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal behavior.
For you.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you understand.
I understand.
No.
Understand.
You're saying that you're not taking it personal because what others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dreams. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering.
Right. So when they people, I feel like that goes to the saying that hurt people hurt people. So he's hurting me because he's hurt.
Okay. So you just supposed to just not do nothing?
No, I'm not saying you're not supposed to do anything. I mean, I would hope to get help.
No. So you're just going to accept that my reality?
Nobody says you had to accept it. I mean, I could either get up and go, or I can choose to stay. Those are the only options. People who are in those domestic violence situations, that's a hard, especially if it's somebody that you love. Nobody said it was right. Nobody said it was okay. Nobody said those things are okay. That's a very serious thing.
Yeah, and it's just
But the reason why that person is doing that thing is because of themselves. They are having issues. It's not because of me. It's not because I asked the question. It's because they are suffering inside. It's not me. When somebody is verbally of any kind of anything like that, if done, it's not because of me. It's because of that other person. That doesn't make it okay for me, you know, because like I don't think that's okay. I think there should be no circumstance or no situation where, you know, there should be any kind of abuse.
And that's why I feel like that's where some things need to draw the line. Like, I feel like my reality is very abusive and that you shouldn't stay in that situation.
But
you
if they leave. Choose to stay in that situation, what are you to do? Because whose choice is that? That's their choice. Yeah. It might be a hard choice. It might not be the choice that they want to continually make, but it's the choice that they are making. There is nothing that we can do about it.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing that we could do about it for anybody's choice.
Yeah.
You know, that's their choice. I can't make decisions for anyone. If I could, hey, it would be a great place, but I can't. I can't, you know, save everyone. I can't, you know, we can't do that. You know, and I think you really are thinking super, super deep, too deep that it doesn't even call for. But, I mean, some situations we can't control. That, I mean, we can't. Like, I don't,
yeah.
I mean, we're going down a rabbit hole at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, I don't condone any kind of violence. But I feel like that if someone is doing that, it's still not the person that they're causing the violence on, or they're, you know, it's not that person. It's themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I feel like the point is. I don't know why we keep coming up with different scenarios and still going to the same exact thing. Yeah. So I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that to your satisfaction.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just, I'm thinking too deep.
Yeah.
But here's number four. Always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Ooh, that's me. Oh, Jesus. Your best is going to change from moment to moment.
Yeah. I think that's probably one of the ones that I'm good with. I always say, if you tell me to mop the floor, it's going to be the best mop floor you ever seen, you know, and that's just, you know, how I've been, even when it comes to like my crafting things. If I do it and it's not to the best of my liking, I'm either going to start over. I'm going to still give you that one that I did, and I'm going to give you something else. Because I just, you know, that's just me. So that one, I mean, I feel like I do it a little bit too much and be a little bit too hard on myself. But that, you know, that one, I feel like I'm pretty okay with on that one. When it comes to pretty anything, any job, hair, you know, I give my best.
Yeah. I need to understand I give my best, but I guess me, I just be feeling like my best ain't good enough. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
you should probably figure out. You should probably dig a little deeper and figure out why that's the case.
I don't know. I think it because coming back when you were saying, like, I kind of look at my age, you know, and I gotta realize like I'm doing a great job, you know. So I think this one kind of hits me too.
And I think it still goes back to other conversations that, you know, we've had on here about, you know, you just believing in yourself and, you know, knowing that your decisions and your thoughts and all of that stuff matter. And those are good decisions and those are good thoughts. You know, those are your genuine decisions and you don't have to go off of what no one else is saying. You know, if it's something that you want to do, do it. You know, don't go because Ariel said or because so-and-so said or because, or change because of that. If something you truly, truly believe in and you know it's something that you want to do, or you know it's a place that you want to go or something like that, go for it. Don't change because of what so-and-so says. You know.
But I value, like, you know how I be like, sweetie, you mm-hmm. know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I be like, just like these two career paths, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just like, sweetie, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
Which route should I take? Because.
And I couldn't answer that.
You're right. But I just be like, you know, based off how you know I am, I just value your opinion. I think sometimes I value your opinion. And
I think there's a thin line when it comes to, like, you know, me and you and, like, how you grew up. And I think there's a thin line between valuing someone's opinion and wanting them to make the decision for you. Because that's what you want. You want me to make the decision for you because that's what you're used to.
True.
And I'm not, I mean, as I did before, I made every decision for you. But in order for you to realize that, you know, you're,
I mean, you ain't drunk this whole
time. I have been sipping on my drink. You know, as we've, you know, realized going down the line that, you know, you need to make your own decisions. How can I, and I don't mean any shade or any ill, like, no bad intentions when I'm saying this right here. But how can I expect you to lead us and we follow you when you can't, haven't made one decision? You know, like, how can I trust, you know, you to lead us and carry us through all of these things when you don't even trust your own thought? You don't even trust your own decisions. And I'm making all the decisions because you want me to, because it's what you're used to. You know, so how can I, you know, be, quote unquote, that's a big topic. Oh my gosh, that's on social media right now. Oh my gosh. How can I be submissive when I'm having to make all decisions? And so that's when, you know, I was going through therapy and I expressed to her that I'm tired of making decisions. I want him to realize that he has a mind of his own. He can make these decisions. I want to trust him to make these decisions. I don't want to anymore. I'm tired of it. Like, I have a gazillion other things going on in my head and on top of this and on top of that and on top of this. And on, like, I don't want to make all these decisions by myself. You know, and then that's when we got into that topic of, you know, hey, listen, you are super brilliant. Like, you are super intelligent. You are super smart. You gotta, you know, that's when we got into that, you know, that topic.
Right.
But I think that's the line. But that's all because of, that's what's right for you. You know, that's what you grew up on. Other people making decisions for you. It didn't matter what you wanted because their way was better. You know? So I feel like that's why, and I don't mind, you know, we'll do a pros and cons list in a minute. You know, I don't mind doing those pros and cons lists, but I'm always going to turn the question back around on you. Which do you want to do? And I can know the answer in my head which way I would want you to do, but me telling you what to do is for, you know, I mean, I want it to be for all of us, but it's more of what I want.
Right.
You know, so... And sometimes what we want is the same thing, just like in this instance. We both want the same thing, but I couldn't tell you which one to choose. You had to come to that decision on your own. You came to that decision, you believed in that decision, and now look how good it's going. Because that was your decision, not mine. You chose that.
You're right.
So whether it's a up or a down, it was your decision. Like, so, you know, I had to learn that, though. I had to learn that I can't continue to, you know, to do that. That's not a good trait to have. But you know, we always come together and we always, you know, put our little two cents in to make us four. Like, that's what we do. You get on my nerves. I cannot stand. My joke, it was corny. You get on my nerves, man. Whatever.
You was doing good.
I was until I said that. Whatever. But anywho, but now that, you know, you're definitely making more and big decisions. So, you know, I'm definitely leaning more, you know, I'm getting more towards that way. Like, oh, Vaughn got it. You know? Like, that's the goal, right?
Right.
That's the way we supposed to live, according to, you know, what we believe. So, you know, we're working to get towards that. But I need to realize, you know, that last one.
Yeah. It's a good book, man.
It is.
I want us to.
And that first part, the part that I'm on right now, it's not even, we ain't even got into that part yet. It's just really talking about how people grew up, their reality, the things that they've experienced, their journey, their dream, their everything. Like, it just talks about all of that. And like I said, just from reading those 18 pages, I can now, you know, start trying to process some of these things. And, you know, realizing that how people respond to me is because of them and not because of me. And all I have control over is myself.
You're right.
And we're able to change our beliefs, our dreams, our morals, our visions, our whatever, as we see fit.
Well, it would be nice to go listen to this book.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, some people just want to buy books out of the wazoo. But, you know,
I only got two.
We had 2 credits.
I used both.
Right. But, you know, she's going to finish this book. And then you can
read up to where I am.
I'm a terrible reader. Terrible.
I thought I was too until I started reading it. And it was like, dang, I need to flip the page and get to the next page. Dang, I need to flip. Like, you just, it's like you, you know, I really didn't want to put it down. And anybody who know me know for a fact.
Do you read or you?
Do you not read?
You read it out loud or do you like read it in your head?
It depends on where I am. Like, I'll read it in my head. It, like, you know, today, because of where I was, I had to read it in my head. But last night, you know, when I started, I read it out loud. And I can still remember. Like, and I'm not a good reader because I don't remember verbatim. But, you know, actually, this made me feel good today because I feel like sometimes I don't retain what I read, which is why I don't like to read, because I don't forget everything that I read. But actually, talking about it today actually gave me a little excited. Like, I'm a little excited because I actually retained what I read. Like, I can speak on so far, page 18. I can speak on what I've read so far. Like,
I retain what I hear.
What you hear?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a musician, so it makes sense.
I feel like when I'm listening, if I'm listening, I have to, which makes kind of, it's kind of weird, but I have to be sitting down still to listen. Because my mind is always going on something else. If I'm up doing something and listening, I'm focusing on what I'm doing. And now I don't have to, you know how many times I had to rewind back to chapter 1 because I done missed the whole chapter because I'm over here cleaning dishes and I forgot I was listening. So I'm realizing actually that sitting down to read is actually better for me, which is weird.
Well, maybe I need to try to.
I mean, no, it just works for me. And I'm realizing this at the nice, tender age of 31. But I've never been a reader. But reading this, I retain more. Like, I had to rewind one of the books you're talking about I got up with the credit. I am still on chapter 1. Because if I'm doing hair, I'm focusing on the part. Did this part straight? Did I get this little bit? Like, yeah, I'm realizing that Audible just does not work for me. Unless I am sitting down. And at that point, if I'm sitting down, I might as well have a book in my hand.
Yeah, Audible works for me. I'm terrible.
Do what works for you. Next month when we get our next credit.
I sure wish I could do what works for
next me. Next month when we get our next credit, then you can. then you can listen to the book. But until then, you're more than welcome to read the pages.
Okay.
I'm just saying, somebody got Kindle Unlimited that I don't know who got that. So we actually have that too. It might be on there.
Ooh, it might be. I might need it. Mm. Well, that's reading though.
Is it? I thought Kindle had Audible stuff too. E-reading.
Kindle is books. Just e-books.
Oh, you know, I don't know. This would be the first book I finish in years.
Well,
finish reading physically. Now I finished listening to book. And I guess if it's a book, because I did that Tabitha Brown book on Audible very well. And I remember everything. But I was also in the car most of the time when I listened to her book too, because I was riding back and forth to, like, you know, Florence and all of that. So I was able to listen for extended periods of time, and it's not much more you can do on the road besides pay attention to the road. So I feel like that's more why I could get through her book so easily. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, this is going to be, I feel like this is going to be on our topic for the next, I don't know how many episodes.
I don't know.
This is really good.
Tell them the name of the book and who it's by, babe.
The Four Agreements is by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Mm. Okay, Don Miguel. Mm-hmm. So, we appreciate it. And then guess what?
What?
As I did all of that to get the Four Agreements, how about there's one called the Five Agreements? So now we're going to have to read the Five Agreements.
No, I'm going to just read that Fifth Agreement.
But it's different scenario. It's different. It's different. Anyway, we'll figure that part out. But yes, y'all, if y'all are interested in those, learning about those agreements, we just talking. Now, today was just an episode of talking about how we think about it before we actually read it and know about it. Because to me, that helps me learn, you know, because I'm able to correct myself.
Right.
So if I can, you know, and I'm able to put those changes into effect, you know, better if I'm able to be, oh, so it's this and not this, right, then I'm able to do it better that way. That's how I process things.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I wanted to do it that, you know, that way. And that's some way for you to be able to try, because that's how I do, you know, I do trial and error type, you know, you already know that's how I do. You'd be like, did you read the instructions? Mm-mm. I'll figure it out. And if I get it wrong, I bet you I won't get it wrong again. You know, so that's how I process things. So yeah, the Four Agreements, y'all, we gonna take it one agreement at a time and go from there. Let us know what y'all think. Let us know how y'all feel. Let us know if y'all have any opinions on, before even reading the book, how y'all feel about those agreements. And if you did read the book, let us know how you feel about the book.
And if you have a book for us to read,
yes,
you know, give us some books. So
yeah.
This was a good episode.
Yeah, we'll mark it down because we're going to get rid of, you know, through with this one first. But yes, y'all, catch y'all next Wednesday.
All right.
Thank y'all for listening to Loyalty Over Clout Podcast. Catch us on the following podcast platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon Music, and anywhere else you listen to your favorite podcast for free. You can also follow us on Instagram at Loyalty Over Clout Podcast. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and 5-star rate.